All federal candidates just filed their latest campaign finance reports with the Federal Elections Commission. And here to break down the numbers for Arizona's candidate is Bridget Bowman, politics reporter for Roll Call. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So let's look at these Arizona races. I know the big line from this is that Democrats have raised, surprise, surprise, a lot of money. Where are we seeing this in Arizona?
Sure. So in Arizona, obviously the big race there is the Senate race. We have seen Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema outraise McSally when it looks at the total figures throughout this cycle. The number I'm kind of interested in is cash on hand. So this is the how much money each candidate had left in their campaign bank, essentially, at the end of the fundraising quarter. And McSally did have a slight edge on that. The reason we talk so much about candidates' own fundraising, obviously outside groups are spending lots of money in Arizona and across the country, but candidates can spend their money a little more efficiently than outside groups. They have cheaper television rates, so their money goes a little further and they can define their own messages. So all these Democrats having all this money is something that is making a difference in a lot of these races across the country.
Yeah. So how do we compare to the rest of the country? Like, where are you seeing most of the money being spent nationwide, Democrats versus Republicans?
Sure. I think most of the money on both sides is still being spent on television ads. Democrats are spending more money total because they just have a lot more on the candidate side and on the outside group side. So Democrats have a financial advantage in that sense. In terms of where it's being spent, a lot of money is still being spent on TV. We have seen a boost in digital ad spending this cycle, but operatives still see television ads as the best ways to reach voters and to communicate with voters in all across the country, including in Arizona as well.
Bridget, one thing that we've got on our ballot is Proposition 127 related to clean energy and whatnot, and having Arizona go up in terms of how much clean energy our utilities are required to use. And that has involved, and that has invoked the name we've heard over and over again. In fact, I think billionaire is actually attached to his name, billionaire Tom Steyer. What have we seen in terms of that sort of spending? Do you have numbers on that?
I don't have numbers on hand on that specific ballot initiative. I do think it's interesting that we see folks like Tom Steyer, like Michael Bloomberg, involved in ways in congressional sides that we haven't seen in past elections. I was just talking to a Republican strategist who's involved in House races across the country, and he was saying Bloomberg especially getting involved at the level that he is, these billionaires coming from the Democratic side, is something they haven't seen. And so this is kind of a new world that Republicans are operating in and trying to adjust to. I do think ballot initiatives like the ones that you mentioned are ways to turn out voters, ways to kind of drive voters out to the polls if they feel really passionate about the specific issue. So it will be interesting to see how that factors into turnout, especially in Arizona, where it's going to be so key for Democrats to make sure that they get all of their voters out to the polls in a couple weeks.
Well, what about the president's operations? They've been raising money and giving it out to hundreds of local campaigns. Are we seeing any of that money coming to Arizona? He is also visiting Arizona later this week.
Yeah, I think that's definitely notable. It's unclear whether the president has donated directly to McSally. I do think that the president going there, Republicans hope that he will really energize the Republican base. I think Republicans are seeing across the country, including in Arizona, that their voters just aren't as motivated as Democrats are this cycle, which is being reflected in some of this fundraising as well. One of the theories is that maybe Republicans weren't as concerned that they could actually lose the House or lose the Senate, but now they're really grasping the concept of, oh, wait, we could lose Congress, and that could have implications for the president's agenda. So the president coming there, I think, will be interesting to see if it really energizes Republicans and makes them realize that this they need to turn out as well, even when they might not have been motivated a few weeks or months ago.
Right. Okay. And Bridget, last question for you before we let you go briefly. How big of a difference does this make this close to the election? And this is a lot of money we're talking about, but are voters pretty much already made up their minds at this point?
That's a really good question. I think one kind of key aspect to that question is we've already had a lot of television ad time reserved weeks, months before candidates are still raising all this money. So do they reach a point where that money doesn't really help them, especially when it comes to ad spending? I think campaigns will tell you that, you know, more money is not a problem and that they can use that money elsewhere in terms of digital ads, which they can really specifically target to certain groups, in terms of field operations, hiring more people to turn out their voters. So they can use this in different ways. And yes, people have made up their minds, but in a lot of cases, the last final weeks are where people really decide, especially those undecideds and folks who kind of tend to break late. They can really focus that money on those voters to make sure that they come out on their side.
All right. Bridget Bowman is a politics reporter for Roll Call. Bridget, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you.